Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinions research about the Phoenix, Arizona area, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you still kind of share your opinion with us real quick? Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona area? Hello?
No.
Okay, you don't live in Phoenix anymore?
No.
Okay. Anybody in the house might be able to help us? In the Levine area? Do you live in the Levine area? ¿Habla español, señor?
Yeah.
¿Habla español? ¿Vive usted en el área de Lavín?
Yeah.
Okay. Solo estamos conduciendo una muy breve encuesta acerca de cuánto el costo de vivienda en el área de Lavín. Nos gustaría incluir su respuesta. ¿Sería tan amable de compartir su respuesta? Ahora, ¿usted cree que en general las cosas en Phoenix van en la dirección correcta o siente que va por un mal camino? ¿Cuál es su opinión?
They're going in the right way.
Well, going in the right direction? Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, allow me just a moment. Let me just change this real quick, okay? Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. I believe it means a lot to us, okay? And now, moving forward, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages and your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth, please?
1999.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as the Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again? Is all clear?
That's clear.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving forward. Now, are you, is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Is you or someone in your house?
We all are.
Okay. So overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent? In general,
okay.
To the best of your knowledge. Good?
It's okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Sir, please rate each item on the scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that A will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means A will do a lot to improve the quality of life in Levine. You can use any number from 1 to 5, okay? The higher the number, the more will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, more good paying jobs from 1 to 5. What number should we pick?
1.
Okay, you said number 1?
Yeah.
Okay, how about more affordable housing options to rent or buy? How much do you think that will improve the quality of life in Levine? And 1 is very little and 5 is a lot. So for 1 to 5, what number should we pick?
2.
Okay. And how about more dining and entertainment options for 1 to 5?
4.
Okay, how about more parks and recreational opportunities? How much do you think it will improve?
3.
Okay, and how about better public transportation options from 1 to 5?
4.
And better streets and road maintenance? Same question, from 1 to 5.
5.
And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses from 1 to 5?
2.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employee, unemployed, but looking for work, retire, a student, or homemaker?
I'm an employee student.
Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount? What's your opinion?
Too few.
Too few, okay. And would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Right amount.
The right amount, okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you real quick the list of different kinds of stores and businesses. And for each, sir, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine, okay? Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. How about would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets, strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. How about dollar stores and discount change? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
How about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Would you like to see them in Levine? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about doctors' offices and hospitals? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Strongly.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Yeah, moving forward. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine? On your own words, one or two type of restaurants or stores that comes to mind?
Like corporate.
Like corporate, the business?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would that be? Like, what would say? Give me an example. Whatever comes to mind.
Jobs.
Like office. Okay. For which company specific are you thinking about when you say office jobs?
Any social work jobs or hospital jobs or...
Like Google companies that offer you jobs and stuff. Okay. I got you. Okay. Thank you. Now moving forward, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it will cost to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem? What's your opinion?
Moderate.
And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Do you think this is very a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Slight.
A slight problem. Okay, thanks, sir. Okay, now we're almost done. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you the list of different kinds of housing. And for each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about housing options for seniors? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Okay. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levine? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. How about multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you, sir. Let's move forward real quick. How long have you lived in Phoenix? So less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? Or more than 20 years?
Less than 5 years.
Okay, less than 5 years. And now, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
I'm living with friends and family.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Sir, please tell me whether you oppose or favor each of these proposals, okay? The proposal is to change some laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments in condominiums in the same neighborhood. Will you strongly favor that proposal? Somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, sir. Will you oppose or favor the proposal of changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Will you favor that proposal or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Okay. Oppose strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you oppose or favor that as the way to address housing costs and auctions, repropose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with the new housing. Will you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, sir. Will you support or oppose the proposal or repropose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Support that proposal, favor that proposal, or oppose that proposal?
Favor.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly favor?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, we almost finished, okay, sir? Now, changes some laws to allow for the constructions of more multifamily housing, like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes. Will you favor that proposal or oppose that proposal?
Somewhat
favor. Okay, how about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Same question, same options. Zoning laws to allow for the constructions of more apartment buildings. They're going to change that, the laws, the zoning laws. Now, will you support that proposal or favor that proposal or oppose that proposal?
What was the proposal again?
To change the laws to allow for the constructions of more apartment buildings.
I support.
Favor that proposal somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about the proposal of changing zoning laws to allow for the constructions of more condominium buildings? Will you favor that proposal or oppose that proposal?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. How about repropose or replace parking lots with new housing? Same question, same options. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's finish this up real quick. Now, for statistical purpose only, the last few questions. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I was in community college.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, what's your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 100. Yes, sir.
I think, I'm not sure how much everybody else makes.
That's okay. Whatever it is, your guess is, it's just for statistical purpose. Go ahead.
50.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes only by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Jared.
Okay, thank you, Jared. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay, sir? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye. I'll be right out, guys. I just got it.